This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The financial technology sector, better known as FinTech, is believed by many as the next big thing and has already slowly taken its place here in Southeast Asia. And today I'm speaking to Igor Pisin. He's the investments director and partner for LiveStreeder. It's a venture capital firm focusing on investments in FinTech, mobile and internet projects. Igor, welcome to the show. FinTech is one of the hottest startup subsector in the technology world right now. It is estimated that apparently there was more than $1 billion a week is flowing into these startups globally. So to begin with, you know, can you define what's FinTech for us?
Hi, Jeff. So FinTech, or as you mentioned, financial technology, is innovations in banking, financial and payment industry. So these technologies that changes the way how we pay for goods, how we send money, how we transfer money, how we can get a loan, or how we invest or manage our money. So these innovations make it easier, cheaper, faster, and more convenient for people. So as an example, let's say I need only 1 minute and few clicks to send money to my girlfriend, which is in Germany, while I stay in Singapore. Or another example, so I need 5 minutes to get a loan online to my mobile wallet. So I don't need to go to the physical banking branch. I don't need to leave it my home. I just sit on my near my computer and get a loan. So in short, FinTech is the future of financial world.
And sometimes, you know, you can even just do, you know, banking transactions while you're stuck in traffic jam, especially, you know, in your places in Malaysia and Singapore.
Yes, you're right.
Now, so what are the different areas of FinTech that are showing a lot of growth?
There are a lot of areas. We make a research about FinTech and we highlight about 27 different areas of FinTech. However, I can highlight some of them. So the biggest one is payments. I mean that you don't need the cash or maybe even banking card to pay.
I can't remember the last time I paid, you know, bills using cash.
Yes, but let's say if you use Uber, you don't need to pay. You just take your taxi, then you leave the car and the payment is done. Another big area is loans. So it can be done online. So without, you know, wait for 2-3 days or even more for approval, you just go online, spend 5-10 minutes to submit application, and you get a loan to your banking card. Also, here is big industries, big data, and scoring. So new FinTech startups allow you, even without credit history, get a score rating by using your social data, using alternative sources of information that can be used to build the scoring model. Another one industry is remittance. So to send money to your friends, relatives, to any part of the world without few minutes.
And how did LiveStreeder came about then? I mean, what do you offer?
So LiveStreeder is a venture capital fund. So we invest into FinTech startups around the world. We have started almost 4 years ago, and the word FinTech at this time even did not exist. But we saw a huge potential in this industry, a lot of great ideas, good companies that changes the whole big industry. And so we decided to start to invest into this area.
In the U.S.?
Yes, so that we did different investments in the U.S., in Europe, in Russia, CIS, and last year in Asia as well.
Any success stories then you can share with us on the companies that you've invested in?
Yes, for example, Simple Bank. You can check it on simple.com. It is most famous globally mobile bank from the U.S. So basically it's an app where you can do all banking operations without need to go to the physical branch. It's a great product and customers love it. So when even before they launched the product, they get about more than thousands of applications for this. And last year, this Simple Bank was acquired by big Spanish financial group, BBVA. So it was also good financial result for us. And so now Simple Bank is, BBVA used Simple Bank to develop its retail business in the US.
And when did you start to take an interest in fintech in Asia?
So 2 years ago, we understood that Asian fintech industry will be one of the biggest in the world. And so because of the size of the market, because of number of unbanked people, penetration of smartphones and internet. So we decided to focus on this market, but we understood that it's almost impossible to invest into Asian companies remotely due to culture and tradition of face-to-face communication. So we decided to move our headquarters to Singapore to invest into Asian companies. And so I believe it was a great decision because now we see that Asian market, Asian fintech market, will be number one in the world in a few years.
I'm speaking to Igor Pisin. He's the investments director and partner at Life Sreedar, talking about the fintech industry trends in Southeast Asia. When we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about the Malaysian fintech industry. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Igor Pisin. He's the investments director and partner for Life Sreedar. It's a venture capital firm focusing on investments in the fintech, mobile, and internet projects. Igor, let's talk about Malaysia. As a VC yourself, how do you view the Malaysian startup landscape?
So Malaysian startups, as well as any other Asian countries, the startups here are not so mature yet. They're early stage, they are young, and actually there are not so many startups now. However, I would compare it with European or the U.S. market 4 or 5 years ago. However, we see some startups, and we try to work with our partners and friends. For example, CIMB Bank, which is very active in the fintech industry now, or other venture capital funds to understand the market. And I'm sure that here will be many companies which will be ready for investment.
And how has the growth of mobile or internet penetration in Malaysia and Southeast Asia contributed to the changing fintech landscape?
I would say that smartphone and internet penetration is the key driver for fintech development. Actually, financial inclusion is impossible without smartphones and internet. So, and due to smartphones, people don't need to go to, let's say, big city to find ATM or banking branch. They can do all financial and banking operations in the smartphone. So, and it completely changes the financial consumption.
And when it comes to innovation in fintech, what should Malaysian startups keep in mind as they grow and chip away at the roles of traditional banks?
So I would say that there are two types of fintech startups. One who are disrupt the industry, the banking industry. Second group are startups who work with banks. As an example, let's take peer-to-peer lending. For example, one of the biggest fintech company in the world, Lending Club. So these companies allow people to borrow and to lend money directly without banks. Actually, they compete, these services compete with banks. So in this case, banks see threat for their core business, and they can try to, convince regulators, central banks to limit these startups by licensing. But I would say smarter banks, they try to partner with such services to invest into them, not to try to compete. So other group of startups who don't compete with banks but partner with them, improve the banking business, improve their product line, provide better customer service and experience. For example, mobile banks like Simple or mobile point of sale. In this case, banks are partners, and they invest, they work with them, and they're actually potential strategic buyers for these fintech startups.
What do VCs like you, look for in investing in fintech startups?
So first, we start to understand the market and this fintech area. I mean, that do potential clients really have this pain that the product solve? Do they really need this product? And that is the most important, to understand the future of this fintech startup. So second is the team. So in Asia, the most important is not the idea, because a lot of ideas around the world. In Asia, the most important is execution, and only good team with very good leadership can achieve results in Asia. Of course, we look for other standard traditional criteria for venture capital investments, like traction of operational metrics, financials, valuation, investment amount. So that is for sure we do, like, basic stuff.
And what Asian flavors are you seeing in fintech in this region? I mean, you know, how does this differ from the Western markets? Is it very different?
So fintech startups in West is more about, you know, how to improve the fintech financial system, how to move from the good to the best. Because financial systems in the West, in the US, in Europe, are very well established. The fintech startups just improve it. But in Asia, it is how to actually to create the whole industry for unbanked people to jump from traditional cash society to the new fintech world and skip traditional banking system with physical branches, with ATMs, with even credit cards. So jump directly to the future, to the fintech.
And where is the fintech market heading? I mean, what trends are you seeing at the moment?
So, as I mentioned before, the trends are in payments. So, I mean, imports like Square, digital wallets, e-wallets. So how to make payments easier, convenient for people and for small and medium business to accept it. Another big area is remittance, and especially social remittance. So how to send money to your friend within few minutes and make it cheaper and faster. Big area is online lending and alternative scoring. I believe this year for fintech will be great, because all parts of ecosystem are here. I mean, demand from the market, availability of funding from venture capital funds, support by government, support by banks, and a lot of great companies, great ideas.
Now, you know, you mentioned there are two types of fintech startups, you know, one that complements the current banking industry and one that disrupts the current banking industry. What's the holy grail for the ones that plan to disrupt the banking industry? I mean, is it to really, you know, be better than them? And is that really a good thing for consumers at the end of the day?
So banking should be as easy as, let's say, send a message in WhatsApp. I believe in a few years, there will be no need to go to the banking branch, find ATM, use credit card. We will do all transactions via smartphone or on the web. I'm sure that in a few years, we can send money directly in WhatsApp. That will be so easy as a message. And for sure, it's great for people. It's convenient, it's cheaper, it's faster, it's very comfortable. Everyone will benefit of it.
How will banks respond to the challenge by these, you know, new entrants into the arena? Are banks doing something about, you know, those who are challenging them?
Banks already respond. They understand the challenge, and they see the huge potential in this industry. For example, they create accelerators, innovative labs for young startups. They partner with mature startups and distribute their product through their network. They even start to invest, and they usually do it through venture capital funds like LifeSreader or directly by them. finally banks target to buy these fintech companies to actually to stay in the game, not to lose the market.
And 2016, you know, is the buzzword for 2016 is, you know, fintech. Any sort of ideas that you have of what will happen in the Asian landscape? You know, is it going to really explode like what people are saying?
I'm sure that this year will be fantastic for fintech. As I mentioned before, so all what is needed for fintech ecosystem is here. And so many fintech areas will grow. Payments, remittance, online lending, alternative scoring. So all of these industries will grow like 3, 4, 5 times this year. And I'm sure that people will see the products in their day-to-day life, in stores, in taxi, when they purchase a good on the online store. And so fintech will be not like, you know, the buzzword. It will be real product that customers will use.
I've been speaking to Igor Pissin. He's the investments director and partner for LiveSrida, a venture capital firm focusing on the investments in fintech mobile. And we were talking about the fintech industries in Southeast Asia. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.